All right, we have Coach Steve Precor with us on the fly here. We're on the fly anyway to talk Phillips Locker football. Steve, thanks for taking time to join us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, yes. We a last-minute game to Oakfield last Thursday, and it was a long bus ride, I'm sure, but it was good to have a game scheduled because you had a couple weeks that were open there for so I guess if you just look at it that way, it was nice to have somebody to play, right?
Absolutely. It was great to pick somebody up on our schedule. I know it's a bummer it had to be 3.5 hours away and to play a really good football team on 2 days of practice. Makes it tough to make adjustments and talk about what they do.
Yeah.
But it was really nice to play a football game.
Talk about that first half, because you mentioned they're a good team, and they showed that in the first half last week.
They did. They have some really nice athletes across the board. You talking to their coach, he said this is their season to make some noise. They got out on us. I honestly thought if you look back at the film, we played pretty good defense. They scored on some really big plays, just long plays that their big, tall receivers could outjump us, and they just happened to get behind us and make big plays. And then they capitalized on mistakes that we made in the first quarter, first half. They scored, and we have a two-play drive and fumble, a snap or something like that. When we did get the offense rolling, we put yards up. It was just a little too late.
How hard is it to adjust? Because when you run into a team that can throw the ball and you run into a good quarterback, it's hard to replicate that sometimes in practice to get used to that, right?
Very difficult. It's hard to replicate their athletes on the edges, you know, that are running the routes. But then to have somebody who can scramble, you know, we don't let our quarterback get hit in practice. So one, to contain them, and two, to scramble and throw well on the run, it's very, very hard to replicate. And I feel that's part of why we play really good defense against the run. And can struggle a little bit in the past because it's hard to see it every day in practice.
Yeah. Oakfield won it, by the way, on Thursday. It was 47-26. Talk a little bit about your offense in that game. And you said Oakfield's a really good team. So how would you gauge, you know, how your line was able to perform in that contest against a really good opponent?
I would say that we struggled a little bit. On their physicality, they were big and strong and fast. They had all the pieces. Mm-hmm. Once we settled in a little bit, where you could see early when we were fresh, we did okay. We scored some points. And then in the second half when we settled in and they got a little bit tired, we started to move the ball again. But super fast, physical team is going to give us little fits. They chase us from behind a lot, and that's something we haven't seen a lot in the past. So kudos to them and their game plan and the athletes that executed it. We did have an opportunity a few times where we got receivers behind them. I know we don't pass a lot, but you have to open the top every once in a while, get guys out of the box, and we just didn't connect. If those things happen, you might have a little bit different ball game or different score. But as a whole, frustrated at the time, especially at halftime, but watching film as we go back, we didn't play as bad as I thought we did while we were there.
Yeah. Well, the good news is, you'll see some good opponents down the stretch here, but you're probably not going to see another Oakfield down the stretch. So maybe this will be good preparation and will maybe make the kids appreciate some of the other opponents they have.
Absolutely. You have to get punched in the mouth a little bit. I always tell the kids it's a lot like a boxing match. You know, they're going to land some blows, and it's a matter of do we stand toe-to-toe and throw them back, or do we just take them? So it was good to take it and see how we respond from it.
Yeah, and you got 5 conference games coming up here, and I'm sure your goal at the beginning of the season, win that conference, so that's right there for them, right?
That's the goal, and it's there. You know, we have this is going to be a tough week of practice, is we don't have that end sight on, you know, Thursday or Friday with a game. So keeping everybody focused and focused on Rib Light coming in next week will be a tough week of practice, but I think it'll give us an opportunity to really, you know, settle in and be ready for a tougher Blake team.
Yeah, you've gone through a lot, Coach, but one of those is not having a week off right in the middle of the season. So this will be a challenge, I'm sure, for you and the staff to keep the players focused, motivated, all that stuff, because it's kind of weird to not have a game.
It's really weird. The 3.5 hour, I could take those trips. Not having a game on Thursday or Friday or even Saturday is just odd.
Yeah.
So new challenge, but we're ready for it.
Oh, the bad news for Rib Lake, Prentice, Flambeau, Athens, Hurley is that the Loggers will be coming out healthy and ready to roll when that next game comes around against Rib Lake, right?
That's right. Yeah, right.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for taking time to join us. I know it's kind of been a frustrating couple of weeks here trying to fill that schedule. That happens sometimes, but I know you'll have your boys back on track for Rib Lake a week from Friday, and we thank you for taking time to join us.
Well, thanks, Joel. Appreciate it.
You bet. Steve Precor, he's head coach of the Phillips Loggers. Oakfield beat them 47-26 on Thursday down in Oakfield. Like he mentioned, I think you're going to see Oakfield do some pretty good things when it comes to the eight-man playoffs. They've got a pretty special team, it sounds like, this year. No game for the Loggers this week. They were supposed to play Mellon, but Mellon had to cancel their program this year. So the next Logger game will be a week from Friday, September the 12th, when they travel to take on Rib Lake.